You're listening to SBS News.
At 22 years old, Anthony Tran became the youngest mayor elected in Maribyrnong's history. The inner city suburb in Melbourne has a diverse makeup with a strong Vietnamese population. He says his journey towards becoming a councillor was prompted by a desire to do something for his local community.
In the past, I never really saw anyone who represented myself in any way, especially not ethnically. It was quite, it was dominated by like a singular demographic. And for me, that just wasn't representative of what Australia really is. And you know, it is referred to commonly as a melting pot of cultures, but we don't see any of the culture represented on a political stage at all. Or if we do, it's at the bare minimum.
But it hasn't been without its barriers.
I don't think this is the majority of people at all. The question of being Australian enough, which was a shock to me because I was born here and I went to high school. I'm just right around the corner from my house. So it was a bit of a shock.
Until he became a councillor in Footscray, where 41.6% of people were born overseas, he had never faced questions about his identity.
In Footscray, in the city of Maribyrnong, where, where 78% of residents have parents born overseas, it was sort of, to me, a shock that there were still people who had that mentality, some people. But it just shows that there is still work to be done.
Australia's 47th Parliament is the most culturally diverse yet. But even so, the number of people from a non-European or an Indigenous background represented is low. The proportion of federal MPs from non-European or Indigenous backgrounds is at 10%, compared to 21% of Australians in the general population who have a non-European background.
In Australia, we're seen as a very multicultural society, and we're seen that multiculturalism is part of the fabric of everything that we do. Yet when it comes to, you know, politics and the power structures, that is very rarely reflected in that, in terms of numbers, in terms of the kinds of ideas that are put forward by our leaders.
Caroline Zielinski is a journalist and author of a new report by the Scanlon Foundation Research Institute titled You Can't Be What You Can't See. She says people from migrant communities face several barriers to joining the political system, including language, education, and a lack of professional networks and resources.
And by that I mean that political parties, you know, usually start to pick from people that join perhaps in later high school years or at university. You've got, you know, Young Labor, Young Liberal, Young Greens Club. And, you know, and there's a sense that you first have to join that in order to earn your stripes. So you work hard, you know, you kind of get into the system, you become known. And then you move up through the ranks and eventually, you know, you become a staffer to a politician and then perhaps, you get rewarded, by becoming a candidate that's pre-selected.
As she began compiling the report, Caroline says she herself was surprised by the complexity of Australia's political system, especially at the pre-selection level.
If you don't know that that kind of system is in place, it's very difficult for you to enter politics, and especially as someone who grew up in a migrant family, you know, I didn't have access to this at all, this knowledge, this understanding of how the system works. You know, we assume that in a democracy you can just stand up and be selected or participate in the political system, whether it's as a candidate or, you know, even before that in all the other myriad ways as a voter or as someone just interested in it. You just assume that you have access to it, but it's actually not that easy.
Tarani Rowett is the Chief Executive Officer of the Centre for Multicultural Political Engagement, Literacy and Leadership. She develops workshops aimed at improving and increasing the number of multicultural Australians in politics.
There is very poor understanding of the Australian system. And even we've noticed, even with political parties selecting, ethnic candidates to run under their banner, even those candidates very often have a very poor understanding of the system. They're just being used by political parties for tokenistic purposes.
She says she wants to end these practices through educating and raising awareness with the general public to help them understand so that they can make more informed decisions. Dr. Jeff Robinson is a senior lecturer in politics at Deakin University and says it's difficult for people to break through into the party system unless it's coming from the top down.
In the report was that, you know, that drama is about, you know, Christine and Canelli's pre-selection for a safe Labor seat in New South Wales may have encouraged the Labor Party in New South Wales to move towards, you know, endorsing, you know, at least some sort of non-Anglo candidates in winnable seats. But it's still very difficult, I think, for them to break in. So much depends on the patronage of elite power brokers, who still perhaps very much tend to be drawn from a traditional Anglo-Saxon background.
Through talking to key figures like Ms. Rowett and Dr. Robinson, report author Caroline Zielinski developed a series of recommendations to tackle these barriers.
Education is essential. So, you know, we need to continue to encourage English literacy and comprehension. Schools, community organisations and community programs, they play an integral role in enhancing understanding and reducing mis- and disinformation. We also need to acknowledge that people get their information from all sorts of mediums. It's not just from the television, from the newspapers like it was. Social media plays a significant role in the way people take in information. We need to educate people and to become a bit critical of the way that they engage with the media and the way that they understand political messaging. You know, we also need to get governments to commit to non-partisan support for cultural diversity.
She says it's a very complex task.
And the more diversity you have in a country, the more you have to invest and think about ways to communicate the nuances. And I think to be truly multicultural, you really need to invest in communicating in such a way as to make everyone's circumstances and historical background feel validated. You know, you can't just approach it in, you know, you're in Australia now, therefore you have to assimilate, you have to do things like that. Well, we're beyond that.
Councillor Anthony Tran says his own young age and cultural background have been big talking points, but he hopes to get to a point where they won't be.
So in that token, I think people are just shocked because they haven't seen it before, even though it should be a regular thing. Similar to the fact that some people are shocked that, as of recent, the new Prime Minister of United Kingdoms is a person of Indian descent. It should be, I think, representative of the country at the time. And for us, having young people want to step up is representative of the society of modern Australia. Mm. That is, young people who are becoming more engaged politically and more importantly, becoming more well-informed as to different policies and the different things, the various things in the world that impact them and their future.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.